This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The fast-growing toolmaker, Milwaukee Tool, has opened a $55 million facility in West Bend that will have about 150 people making screwdrivers and pliers. Other types of hand tools may be added later. Milwaukee Tool, owned by Hong Kong-based Tektronic Industries, is attempting for the first time to make hand tools in the U.S. That goes against a general industry trend of more production in other countries. The change pleases Ted Galbraith, who is the lead forge operator at the West Bend plant.
It's always great to see stuff made in the USA. I've worked at other manufacturing plants where they were losing a lot of their work to overseas stuff, so it's nice to see things coming back this way.
So just how is Milwaukee Tool going to make a buck making hand tools in Wisconsin? Company official Tim Albrecht spoke at a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. He says for now the tools will be marketed to tradespeople, such as plumbers, utility workers, and electricians. Albrecht says Milwaukee Tool spends a lot of time talking to those customer groups.
And realizing that they had to modify the hand tools that they had. They were welding extra parts on their hand tools. They were scoring the heads of the hand tools to ream pipe, for example.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers praised the opening of the tool plant and says the state is assisting the company's continued expansion. $22 million in enterprise zone tax credits were given to Milwaukee Tool this year, making the state's total help for the firm more than $70 million. Group President Steve Richman acknowledges the help from the public sector, but he says the company now has more than 3,700 workers in Wisconsin and has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in capital projects.
We have consistently over-delivered in every place we have built a manufacturing plant, an office facility, or anything else.
Richman says he's very optimistic about future growth, yet at the same time describes the firm as a, quote, paranoid group.
We know if we don't continue to disrupt and change the game and provide the solutions to our users, then they're going to want some other product from somebody else that's going to deliver better solutions. And that paranoia keeps our teams working hard.
More design and engineering work at Milwaukee Tool is about to take place at a refurbished office complex in downtown Milwaukee. But Richman says construction delays will prevent full use of the building until the first quarter of next year. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.